You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, April 26th, 8:05 Central Time. It is time to study the daily New Testament reading. Our guest pastor joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Alan Estby from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas. Good morning, Pastor Estby.
Good morning, Andy.
It's good to have you as our guest today and looking forward to studying God's Word in Luke chapter 12.
Thank you.
Tell us about Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas, please.
Well, Emmanuel Lutheran Church was established in 1926, and it is the daughter church of St. Paul's Lutheran, which out by Clark's Creek, which was the first Lutheran congregation in Kansas. So we're daughter to them, and we're in town where St. Paul's was outside of town. We serve the community here in Junction City, but we also serve the soldier community at Fort Riley.
Well, thanks be to God for the ministry of Emmanuel Lutheran Church and serving so many people there in Junction City. We are looking at Luke chapter 12 today, verses 13 through 34. What would you like for us to know as we prepare to study this text?
This text pretty much deals with where our riches are. In other words, what do we see as wealth, and where do we find that? So it deals with riches in one's life.
All right, Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 34. We're studying with Pastor Alan Estby from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas. Let's take a look. Luke chapter 12, verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Men, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." So someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
Yes, he simply wanted what he felt was his share of the family fortune, okay? And he felt that he wasn't evidently getting enough in what he had already received. And so he thought Jesus would be a good one to be able to settle this little dispute.
So tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?"
Right. And Jesus right away essentially goes to the heart of the matter, okay, which is he did not come to make judgment or arbitration over people's lives, right? Because he had been sent, of course, to be the arbitrator over our life in terms of our spiritual life.
And so then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions."
And that's where we, you know, I think we have that same problem, especially here in the Americas, okay? Whether we consider ourselves wealthy or not, all right? We have this whole thought that the more we can, shall we say, save or store up, the better we're going to be, and which is nothing wrong with that in terms of thinking about the future, okay? What becomes the difficult part is when that becomes the main source of what our future is all about.
Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain, and I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'"
That's a common occurrence here as far as looking at what you need to do to store up the grain out in this area. They, grow the wheat and the corn and soybeans. And, of course, they are going to need to store it. So they very much take a look at that particular aspect of life, of what you need to be doing there. The difficulty in this man's life is what he sees the outcome of that storing up to be, which is simply he can take it easy. There's nothing more for him to be doing except to just enjoy everything that he has stored up. Hence, he really misses the importance of both working but also sharing in what we have received.
There's value in work.
Yes, very much so. Okay. Especially when it's done so that you can provide for the care of others, whether that's your family or whether it's the family of God or whether it's your neighbor. Uh-huh. That's the whole purpose of work, is to be able to share then the blessings that you get out of that with the people that you care for.
We're studying the Daily New Testament reading with Pastor Alan Estby from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas. We're in Luke chapter 12 today, looking at verses 13 through 34. If you have a question or a comment, the listener lines are open, 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. The email address is available as well, kfuo@kfuo.org. Pastor, anything else up through verse 19 before we look at verses 20 and 21?
Well, I think 20 and 21 are now going to bring all of this whole talk about, storing up wealth or, gathering, shall we say, your blessings together to then show its purpose. So let's take a look at 20 and 21.
But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God."
Right. And of course, when we're preparing for the future, if we're not also preparing for what can ultimately take place today or tomorrow, very soon, in terms of our death, our bodily death, if just the earth's riches are what we are assuming is going to take care of us for the rest of our life, and not realizing, of course, that life does have a closing, when death comes, then that's where Jesus' words come true in terms of not, putting up riches, towards God. Because those riches will last forever.
What does it mean to be rich toward God?
It is simply to take what God has given us, especially now when we're speaking about his own son, Jesus, excuse me, taking the blessings and the riches that he has given us through his son, Jesus, both in terms of our baptism, for forgiveness of sins, and also himself to be the very one who is providing all those blessings, that those are the things that we take for us, to then store up. God stores them up for us because of our faith in his son Jesus.
Anything else up through verse 21, Pastor?
I think that pretty well explains that, because now we're going to go into something that gets a little, shall we say, closer to home.
All right, let's take a look at verse 22 through 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear, for life is more than food and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?"
we're hitting home real hard here because of the very fact that at a lot of different times in our lives, okay, anxiety, worry, those things seem to crop up and take over. And they're all based upon, of course, either our fear of what may come or our fear of what we do not know, kind of the unknown. Right? And here, Jesus is simply reminding us of who it is who has provided all of the riches, who has provided our own life, in fact. Right? And that's what the rich man really did not understand. He looked at his work as being what he was doing rather than being something that God himself was providing for him. And when you look at riches as what you are doing, then yes, you then start to be anxious and worry because you don't know if somebody's going to steal it. You don't know if it's going to rot away. You don't know if one day, such as today here in Junction City, we have a chance of severe storms. You don't know if a tornado is going to come by and just pick all that up and throw it around the field, and it is things like that that take our riches, our wealth, right, and then make us anxious and make us worry about what might happen, rather than being concerned about what it is that we know and understand about God our Father, who provides all these things for us.
We're studying the Daily New Testament reading with Pastor Alan Estby, Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas. If you have a question or a comment, 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727, the email address, kfuo@kfuo.org. Let's go to the listener lines. Let's go to Lael in St. Louis. Good morning, Lael.
Good morning. How are you doing, Andy?
Doing well. Thanks so much for your phone call this morning.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Well, I don't know. I was kind of formulating thoughts, but I find that it's just so marvelous that God provides for us perfectly, even though we don't understand that perfection. So this guy that stored up his treasures, totally missed the aspect that God provides perfectly. And I get caught up in that anxiety every now and then and realize, he's in charge. He loves me perfectly. He'll give me the tools to get through whatever turmoil or people around me, my neighbors are going through. So that's a comfort to understand. And that it's about people. It's about people going to heaven, not about things. So I have to remind myself, too, that the value is in individuals who need to know Christ.
Indeed, it's so easy for us to get caught up with the things of this world that entangle us, isn't it? And in spite of the fact that we get caught up in that, our Heavenly Father still provides for us. Pastor, your thoughts?
Yes, our Heavenly Father provides for us, and He says that He will do that at all times. Right? And in providing the things for us of this world, right? They just point us to, of course, all that He has provided for us. And that, again, takes us back to Jesus, the one who's speaking these words, who is trying to get this young man to realize that his riches aren't in those things he put in his barn. Okay, those riches are what God provides in terms of his life with God forever,
right.
Life with Jesus.
Well, thanks for your call this morning, Lael.
Sure. Thank you, Andy.
Pastor, let's take a quick break. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll pick up where we left off. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Harrison. Let me tell you about something new and exciting. We call it Life Together, a monthly digital digest where I'll be sharing news and highlights from Synod publications and multimedia outlets. There'll be something for everyone. Each digest will be delivered to your inbox, showing how we live and work together to proclaim the gospel and bear Christ's mercy to one another in our congregations, communities, and the world. Please be sure to subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We're studying the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Alan Estby from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas. We're in Luke chapter 12 today, verses 13 through 34. Let's pick up at verse 27. Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Consider how the wild flowers grow. They don't labor or spin, yet not even Solomon was dressed like one of these.
Right. They are beautiful. We're at springtime, and we're actually at summer temperatures, but, it's springtime, and the flowers are all popping up. And one of the things that happens around here, because Junction City is located on the western edge of what's called the Flint Hills, okay, and Flint Hills is a prairie land, okay, with plenty of flowers, beautiful ones. But what they do periodically is they burn all the old grasses away in the spring so that all that new growth can come up. And the interesting thing is that new growth always reappears. Always reappears. All right? And that's what they count on, and that's what they expect. And that's what the Father provides. And that's what he does in our lives, too. Things that might seem to want to destroy the blessings we've received, okay, even more and greater blessings will appear because the Father provides for them. And they're more beautiful than how Solomon was adorned.
It's interesting how we overlook the beauty that God provides and try to come up with it on our own.
Oh yes, right, yeah. All you really need, what you need to do is watch some of the birds out in your yard, okay? In terms of what they do and how they go about providing for themselves and also for their young, when they get their nests, okay? And they are always able to find food because it's there. We don't think that way usually, okay? We always think in terms of I've got to do something or there's something I've got to have happening here, okay, for it to appear. Okay? And when we put our trust in our Father, we soon find out how he is able to, shall we say, point us in the right direction or put us in a direction that's going to provide the things that we need.
Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith?
Yes, isn't that marvelous? Okay, we're talking here about individuals who, of course, their faith seems to waver, right? Because every time you remove your trust in your God to trust in other things, your faith is weakening, it's wavering. Okay, but even in those situations, our God still comes to us. Okay, the Father still provides for us. and he continues to do what's necessary for us, both for our physical health, but also for our spiritual health.
And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
Yeah. Another marvelous statement. Seek his kingdom. And the interesting thing with all of that is, it's right there in front of you. I don't know if you've ever had to try to find, shall we say, a needle in a haystack, okay? But that's not what we're talking about here, okay, in seeking his kingdom. We are talking about it being right there in front of us, right there for us simply to grasp and receive. And that's all the seeking we do, is simply to turn to God and say, I'm here for it. And God provides.
But seek his kingdom. That's the similar text in Matthew is actually my confirmation verse. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and these things will be given to you as well.
Right.
I think I misunderstood that verse for a long time, thinking, seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and these things will be given to you as well. I misunderstood it, and thinking that that I had to do things to be as righteous as he is.
And that's our, shall we say, our natural self, okay? You know, our natural self, to think and even apply our lives in that way, that we've got to do this or that, you know, and it's not the case, okay? Because the way that we seek God is simply by turning to him. And that's only accomplished and only done by his very Spirit, doing the work, you know, bringing us his word, hearing that word, you know, making it a part of our lives, you know, and in doing that, we are seeking, and we will find, we will receive.
Verse 32, but do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moths destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Now we've gone to the heart of the matter, as we might say, okay? Because where our heart is, okay, that's where we'll also see that our treasure would be found. Heart here, of course, is looking at what it is that provides that daily, shall we say, dose of life, that provides the center of what it is that we are doing and acting upon. Right? And when our heart is with God, and he himself, because of Jesus being with us, is there, and all the things that we own, you know, all our possessions, we can do what's here, because their whole use was simply just to be able to provide for others. And God will take care of that.
Yeah, sell your possessions, give to the poor, provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near, no moth destroys.
Yeah, I wish I could say that about my savings. Okay, you know, my earthly savings, okay, financial savings, can't do. Okay, the report I got just recently said I lost value. Okay, but that doesn't happen with God. Okay, the treasure that he has given us, and him being with us, okay, just makes our life increase in value, because he increases our life in him.
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Right. Yep. Reflection of where you see, shall we say, the value of your life. Okay? Because the value of our life is not in earthly things, monetary things. The value of our life is in the Creator, the one who has created us bodily and recreated us spiritually. In other words, made us full and made us whole so that in all that we do, our reliance is upon our Father who provides all things for our life here on this earth and also our life with Him forever.
Looking over the text as a whole today, Pastor, is there anything else you'd like for us to learn from this text in Luke chapter 12?
I think that the most difficult, of course, is not, viewing our earthly possessions as something that is of utmost importance. Okay, everything we hear, out in this world, okay, says the opposite. Okay, that's where we need to put our attention and check this and watch that and everything. What our lesson here is simply telling us is, okay, to put our focus on Jesus, and we will find all the riches that are ours in Him. Riches that will last forever. Riches that cannot be taken away, because they are riches which bring us from this life into a life with Him forever.
We've been studying the Daily New Testament reading with Pastor Alan Estby from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas. Pastor Estby, thanks for being our guest pastor today, helping us look at Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 34.
Thank you for the opportunity.
God's peace, God's blessings for you and the saints at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City. Coming up in a little bit, sacred music to sanctify your morning. Morning prayer on the way as well. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.